Just as nature goes through a period of growth and renewal during spring, we too can use this season as an opportunity to cultivate personal growth and embark on new beginnings. What a beautiful time, right? Welcome to Zest for Life podcast, designed to give you the motivation, inspiration, and a bounce in your step. I'm your host, Sharona Javen, and I'm so excited to have you join us for today's episode. I've spent the past few decades educating and sprinkling my joy and zest for life around the world, having lived on 5 continents. I am passionate about living life with zest. In this podcast, we'll dive deeper into everyday conversations on mindset, self-improvement, relationships, change, careers, the ebbs and flows of life, and many, many more topics that you get to be part of just by tuning in every Monday. Friends, let's not settle with just okay by being bogged down with the mundaneness of life, but be invigorated by my voice, motivational teachings, and true stories to ignite some zest into your life. So pull up a seat and make sure you're cozy. This is the Zest for Life podcast. Let's get started. Welcome to the Zest for Life podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in this week and for your amazing reviews and feedback that you've left for me in the past weeks. Thank you so much. And this one is all about cultivating positivity. And I know you've been tuning into the Zest for Life podcast because you want to have a zestful life. And of course, this one is geared up for spring is in the air. That's right. If you are up here in the Northern Hemisphere, you are experiencing springtime and leading up to summer, which is one of my most favorite seasons of all. But if you're listening to this in the Southern Hemisphere, you are experiencing the absolute opposite, which is fall weather and also known as autumn for all of you down in the Southern Hemisphere. So anyway, thank you so much for tuning in. I really wanted to reflect on cultivating positivity because it really involves harnessing the energy of spring, a season known for renewal and growth. And to foster a positive mindset. Why not, right? Just as nature blooms and thrives during this time, we can also focus on personal growth and renewal. Embrace the fresh start that spring offers by practicing gratitude. You know how much we talk about that on this podcast, and setting intentions and engaging in activities that bring joy and positivity into your life. And by aligning yourself with the energy of spring, you can cultivate a positive mindset that will help you navigate challenges with optimism and resilience. And you can also do this if you're experiencing autumn or fall seasons down in the Southern Hemisphere. So this episode is for all. Okay, so let's keep going. Harnessing this kind of energy, okay, of springtime can be, I believe, rejuvenating experience that can positively impact various aspects of our lives. You know, spring is a season of renewal, as I mentioned, and growth and transformation, making it an ideal time to tap into its energy for personal development and well-being. Okay, so one way I think you can harness the energy of springtime is by spending more time outdoors. Who also loves the longer, you know, daylight season and just having that sun out a little bit longer in the evenings? It really does. Oh, it really shifts your attitude and your ability to go out and enjoy the outdoors, enjoy nature, the warmer weather, and the longer daylight that we do have provides a perfect opportunity to connect with nature, whether it's going for a walk in the park, taking your dog out for a walk, hiking in the mountains, or simply sitting in a garden. Okay, so if you don't have a garden, maybe you've got some plants outside on your patio. You know, just being outside and being in nature can help reduce stress, boost your mood, as well as increase your overall well-being. Another way to harness the energy of springtime is by engaging in physical activities. Yes, getting out there. So spring is a great time, you know, to start a new exercise routine or get back into shape after the winter months. Whether it's going for a run, practicing yoga outside, or trying a new sport, or even physical activities that can help increase energy levels, improve your mood, and enhance overall health. You know, it could just be a walk around your neighborhood. That will definitely help improve your mood, your energy levels, and so on. And also, like, spending time outside during springtime is a wonderful way to harness the energy of the season by, you know, rejuvenating both your body and your mind. There are countless physical activities that you can enjoy outside, yes, outdoors, to make the most of the vibrant energy of spring. And here are some ideas I jotted down, you know, just to inspire you. And so it could be any of these. You don't have to do all of them. You may have your own sort of routine of what you like to do outside during springtime. So these are just ideas. So hiking, I know that we live in beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia. So hiking, there are so many trails, nature trails, forests, mountains, that you could immerse yourself in the beauty of the natural world. And hiking is a great way to get some exercise, breathe in the fresh air, and connect with the sights and sounds of spring. Another idea is cycling. I know along downtown we have beautiful seawall and there are lanes dedicated to cyclists. So cycling, take your bike out. It could be even through the mountains. You know, there are dirt bikes. You can do any form of biking. Take it out for a spin. Enjoy the feeling of the wind in your hair as you pedal through the scenic routes. You know, cycling is a fantastic way to get your heart pumping and also to explore your surroundings. Another idea is running or jogging, if that's your thing, or walking. You know, lace up those running shoes and hit the pavements or trails for a refreshing run or jog. You know, running is a great cardiovascular workout that can help boost your mood and energy levels. Maybe take your dog out if you're allowed to take dogs on the trail. Do that. They sure love to get out there in nature. Another idea could be outdoor sports. There are many sport clubs that are opening up for the season. So you may want to play soccer or basketball, tennis, or even netball. For those who do not know netball, Google it. Yes. For those from New Zealand, Australia, England, South Africa, you'd know what netball is. I used to play that game. Yes, I did. So, and some of you in Canada and BC do know what netball is, and there are clubs here as well. So anyway, getting out, playing some sports with your friends or your family for fun, or even engaging in a, you know, serious team sport can be a fun way to stay active, socialize, and enjoy that spring weather. I also love gardening, and I know people that love getting out there and getting their hands dirty and tending to their garden or plant, you know, plants or flowers or herb gardens or vegetable garden. You know, gardening is such a therapeutic activity that can help you connect with the earth, reduce stress, and enjoy the beauty of blooming plants. If you're someone that loves working out inside, how about this, you guys? Taking your workouts outdoors. Take your workout routine outside and do body weights, you know, your exercise outside, circuit training, HIIT workouts, or, you know, just having some routines out in the park or your backyard even. Exercising outdoors can add a variety to your routine and boost your motivation. If you're lacking motivation, grab that friend, do it together, keep yourselves accountable. And of course, nature walks, which ties in with our hiking. But if you're someone that really loves taking leisurely walks in nature, around the lake, botanical gardens, or even along the beach or the seawall, or to, you know, just soak up the sights and sounds of spring, can really help boost your energy levels and your mood. And walking in a low impact activity, that can really help you, you know, relax, clear your mind, and gives you opportunity to appreciate the beauty of the season. And I really think by engaging in these types of physical activities outdoor, you know, outside, you can make the most of the energy of springtime, boost your physical fitness, and enhance your overall well-being. So step outside, embrace the season, and enjoy the benefits of being active in nature during this rejuvenating time of the year. Another point I want to highlight is springtime, you know, it's a great time to declutter and organize our living spaces. Hands up if you've already started your spring cleaning. Okay, so cleaning out those closets, decluttering those workspaces, oh my goodness, you know, paper and things pile up, and organizing our homes can create a sense of order and clarity. Yes, clarity that can positively impact our mental well-being. Having that beautiful, clean, and organized environment can help reduce stress. If you're someone like me, I love to have a stress-free environment that's calming to the mind and body, soul, and spirit. So reducing the stress, and also it can really help increase productivity because it helps you focus, right? Focus on what you're doing without being distracted by all the clutter around you. And it, as I mentioned, it really promotes a sense of calm in your immediate surroundings. Decluttering and organizing our spaces is not just about tidying up our physical surroundings. It can also have a profound impact on our mental and emotional well-being. So when we, you know, declutter and organize our spaces, we create a sense of order and harmony that can help reduce stress, increase productivity, and promote a sense of calm. Just reiterating that piece there, that sense of calm, just by the decluttering. It's not just about spring cleaning, but it actually affects your emotional, mental well-being. And one of the key benefits also for decluttering is that it helps you to feel more in control of your environment. So without those distractions that I mentioned, and when our surroundings are, you know, when they're cluttered and, you know, disorganized, it can really create a sense of chaos and overwhelm. So we want to really reduce that chaos and overwhelm. And by taking time to declutter and organize our spaces, we can create a sense of structure and control that can help us feel a lot more grounded and centered as well. And in addition to that, I believe that decluttering and organizing our spaces can also help us feel more focused. I did talk about productivity, and when our spaces are, you know, when they're cluttered, it can be really difficult to concentrate and stay on task. So for me in particular, I love a space that's nice and organized and clear of clutter, because it's a lot more, for me, more conducive to, you know, my focus and study or relaxation. And having that clean, organized space can help us stay focused, motivated, and be more efficient in our daily activities. And just one little bit about decluttering and organizing our spaces. You know, it has such a positive impact on our mental well-being. So it can really help reduce anxiety or stress or overwhelm, which I highlighted earlier, and bring that sense of calm and tranquility that can help reduce these, you know, negative emotions that you may have. And just having that clean and organized space can help promote that sense of peace and well-being. And who doesn't want a lovely, relaxed, and, you know, a space that is harmonious to work in and live in? And also, it's such a powerful way to improve our overall quality of life. Yes, by cleaning up and clearing the space and creating that organized and harmonious environment, it can reduce all of what I've mentioned, stress, your increase in productivity, it can help promote sense of calm and well-being. So take some of time to declutter and organize your space this week. I really encourage you to do so, and I'm going to do the same and experience that transformative effect that it can have on your mental, emotional, and physical well-being. The last point I want to highlight here for this beautiful spring season is it's all about growth and new beginnings. I love that. Make it, you know, it really makes it a perfect time to get ready and set with our goals and intentions for the months ahead. Whether it's starting a new hobby, learning a new skill, or pursuing a passion project, setting goals can help us stay motivated and focused on personal growth and development. Springtime is the season that symbolizes growth, renewal, and transformation. As the flowers bloom, the days get longer, and the weather warms up, there is a real sense of new beginnings and fresh possibilities in the air. This makes springtime the perfect time to reflect on our goals, aspirations, and intentions for the months ahead. Just as nature goes through a period of growth and renewal during spring, we too can use this season as an opportunity to cultivate personal growth and embark on new beginnings. What a beautiful time, right? And so by setting goals and intentions during spring, we can be, it's such a powerful way to harness the energy of the season, which can then propel us forward, whether it's setting those goals, you know, that you have related to personal development, career advancement, health and wellness, or your relationships. Spring provides a real beautiful, fertile ground for planting the seeds. The lovely analogy, they're planting the seeds of our aspirations and watching them grow. And by setting clear and achievable goals, we can create a roadmap for the future and stay focused on what we want to achieve. Spring is also a time of increased energy and motivation. And you might say, well, hang on, Sharona, I'm still kind of getting past, you know, winter, but really stop and think about it. Spring, it does really help you increase your energy because you see the sun shining, people are out and about, you start gaining motivation and momentum. And so the longer days, you know, the warmer weather really helps to invigorate us, I believe, and increase and also inspire us to take action towards our goals. And this renewed sense of energy can help us overcome any obstacles or challenges that may have held us back in the future and propel us towards success. So really, setting those intentions during spring can help us cultivate a positive mindset and focus on what truly matters to us. And by clarifying our intentions and aligning our actions with our values and priorities, we can create a sense of purpose and direction in our lives. And this can lead us to greater fulfillment, happiness, and overall well-being. So everyone, in essence, spring is a season of growth and new beginnings that offers us such a unique opportunity to set goals and intentions for the months ahead. And by harnessing the energy of the season, reflecting on our aspirations, and taking intentional action towards our goals, we can cultivate personal growth, embrace new opportunities, and embark on a journey of self-discovery and transformation. Lastly, I have a little challenge for you, or just something that you can work on. So after listening to this podcast episode on cultivating positivity during springtime, I would love for you to cultivate a attitude of gratitude. So starting that gratitude journal each day, take a few minutes to write down three things you're grateful for. These can be simple things like the beautiful sunrise or a kind gesture from a friend or a delicious meal. It could be for the home that you live in, the pets, the people in your household. It can be anything around you. Find three things that you're grateful for, and by focusing on the positive aspects of your life, you can shift your mindset towards gratitude and cultivate a more positive outlook. So seize the moment, set your intentions, and watch as your dreams blossom and flourish in the vibrant energy of spring. Overall, you know, harnessing this energy of springtime can be such a transformative experience, zestlessness, that can really positively impact our physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional well-being. And by spending time outdoors, as mentioned, engaging in physical activities, decluttering and organizing our living spaces, and setting those goals for the future, we can make the most of this vibrant and energizing season. So together, let's trailblaze through life with more zest. I'm over here giving you a virtual high five for listening to today's episode. Thank you for tuning into the Zest for Life podcast. I hope this episode has filled your day with inspiration, laughter, and a whole lot of zest. If you're finding value in this podcast, I would greatly appreciate if you could leave me up to a 5-star review. It would mean the world to me. Also, make sure you have your automatic downloads turned on wherever you listen to your podcast, so the weekly Zest for Life podcast is in your queue and ready to bring you inspiration, motivation, and an injection of zing you didn't even know you needed. Together, let's trailblaze through life with more zest. Let's go.